On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg, a high of 25 degrees, Pretoria 26, and Emalahleni 23. And my computer has now decided to stop working.
Oh, that's nice.
No, that's fine. We can continue. Yay. President Cyril Ramaphosa has admitted under oath that certain sections of the new Expropriation Act are unconstitutional because they in error provide that expropriation can take place before the landowner can challenge the matter in court. Ramaphosa also admitted that these sections may render the provisions void for vagueness and contradict other sections of the Act. These admissions are contained in Ramaphosa's answering affidavit in the court case through which AfriForum and other parties are seeking to have the Expropriation Act declared unconstitutional in the Cape Town High Court. AfriForum CEO Kali Krill has welcomed Ramaphosa's acknowledgement.
AfriForum's court case against the Expropriation Act has now been strengthened. We saw that the ANC and President Ramaphosa accused AfriForum of spreading misinformation when we voiced our concerns regarding the constitutionality of this act. The fact that President Ramaphosa now acknowledges that it is indeed unconstitutional shows that the allegations against AfriForum were based on lies.
Gauteng Premier Panya Zalisufi has wished the class of 2025 well, with matric exams officially kicking off on Tuesday. His spokesperson, Elijah Mashlanga.
We have over 188,000 candidates who will be sitting for the exams this year. We appeal to all citizens of Gauteng to please rally behind our candidates who will be sitting for their final exam, which is an important time in their schooling journey.
Gauteng has consistently maintained its position among the top three performing provinces in the National Senior Certificate Examinations, and in 2024 the province achieved an impressive 88.4% pass rate. The African Transformation Movement has condemned the brutal shooting in Philippi East that claimed seven lives on Friday night. The victims were all aged between 20 and 30 years old, and the motive for the attack remains unknown. The ATM's national spokesperson, Zama Nchona.
It is imperative that we remember that behind these statistics are real people, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and friends whose lives have been irrevocably changed. The ATM calls for immediate and decisive action from law enforcement to ensure that those responsible for this heinous act are swiftly identified and brought to justice. Of such tragedy.
And thousands of runners were left disappointed by this morning's last-minute cancellation of the Cape Town Marathon due to severe weather. Western Cape MEC for Cultural Affairs and Sport, Ricardo McKenzie, says the decision, made with safety authorities, prioritised the well-being of runners, volunteers and spectators. McKenzie was himself set to participate in the 42.2-kilometre race.
As someone was preparing to run, I understand the frustration and sadness that many are feeling, but the spirit of this marathon has never been just about one day. It's about the journey, the training, the community, and the shared commitment to healthier, more active lives. I want to encourage all athletes, supporters, and residents across the Western Cape to keep that spirit alive.
I'm Martina van der Walt Elers, hoofnuus te uur. AfriForum met president Cyril Ramaphosa se erkenning dat sekere artikels van die nuwe onteieningswet ongrondwetlik is, verwelkom.